From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Oregon, volunteer pilots who help spot lost children and warn people about tsunamis are hoping to get a new tool.
This is a test of the Civil Air Patrol public address system. Alpha Charlie Bravo. This is a test.
You're hearing a message broadcast from a plane about half a mile away. The voice is that of a pilot with the Oregon wing of the Civil Air Patrol. The PA system was developed by the West Virginia firm PowerSonics for use with police helicopters. Commander Scott Backer of Oregon's South Coast Squadron says he wants to adapt the technology for search and rescue missions.
Most recently, we've had several people that have been lost in the wilderness, which seems to be a growing thing, and we had a downed pilot that myself and two other crew members were able to rescue, and he was alive, which is a great feeling. And I've been in this business of search and rescue for over 30 years. I started when I was a Boy Scout in 1972. Of course, why the Coast Guard and other agencies like to use Civil Air Patrols, because we're so cost-effective, because all of us are volunteers, and the aircraft to fly is less than $150 an hour.
Well, what's the challenge acoustically if you want to have a loudspeaker message that you can hear over the sound of a plane and as it's moving quite fast?
The message may go out and it's loud, but it's not readable, so it's garbled. And the person that invented this system, Mike Grady for PowerSonics, had been developing this system for helicopters, and I couldn't believe how clear it was, and I said, well, this is what we need on a fixed wing, because it'll get the message out clear and readable.
Readable, you mean people can understand it from the ground?
That's correct. So in a tsunami or any type of a public address that we need to move people or need to tell them where to go or just basic information, they're going to hear the message clearly and concisely with a distance involved that's safe for us to fly and cover a lot of ground in a short period of time.
How loud is this speaker that you've been testing?
When we're flying, it's beautiful. You can't hear anything in the cabin, really. You just hear a gentle sound of your voice going out over the airwaves, and it's nice because this broadcasts while we're going forward towards, let's say, a point that's a mile away, and as we come up on that point at a half a mile away, it's just like standing right next to someone that you can hear the message very clearly. Then going away from it, it's up to almost a mile and a half where you can still hear the message and clearly hear the siren that gets your attention to warn.
Here's one thing that intrigued me. I read that one way you might use this would be if you're searching for, say, a lost kid, and you could use their mother or father's voice over the speaker.
Yeah, when I first talked to Mr. Grady, he took one of my suggestions about the lost child, and he says, well, gosh, I developed, you know, a hookup to go to an MP3 player or a recorder. And I said, oh, that's beautiful, because I can actually record the mother or father's voice on this unit, and then I'll be broadcasting mom and dad's message to their child. And it doesn't get any better than that.
It sounds like you're getting emotional as you think about that.
I don't know. I guess it's just there's no better feeling than being able to change the course of someone's life. And that's all it's about. We just want to make a difference and have every tool that we can use to save lives.
Well, Scott Backer, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Scott Backer is commander of the South Coast Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol, based in Brookings, Oregon.